Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I cannot believe how bad it's gotten. Yanks have lost 9 of 12. And even with the wins against Baltimore, not impressive. And the Mets have just embarrassed themselves, losing 10 of 11. And the common theme, like, oh, well, it's a long season. These things happen. Losing 10 of 11 does not happen. I asked Hoff before the show to look this up. So remember, I asked Hoff to look it up.
So
take that for what it's worth.
Possibly right, possibly wrong.
How would you say on a grade of, you know, 1 to 100 where we can trust you on your info on this?
I feel like this one I'm at like 75% positive.
All right, I mean, I guess you take that. It shouldn't really be...
I don't think he should assign the number of trust. I think we should.
Okay,
what's our number?
Well, what do you think?
1 through 100?
Yeah. It's got to be accurate.
65?
I got to go higher than that with this one. I mean, it's a simple Google search.
Wow.
So I asked him, tell me how many teams have either been to or won a World Series that lost 10 of 11 games throughout the course of the long, grueling 162-game baseball season. Like, oh, it's hard. Yeah, okay, it's real hard to play baseball. I mean, geez. God. Oh, 162 games, first-class travel and best food you could imagine, and going out and
groupies,
yeah,
stuff.
I mean, geez, it must be really, I don't know how these guys do it, really. It's incredible. But they lost 10 of 11, and Hoff, you said that no team ever before had been to, or was it won a World Series?
Both.
No team that has lost 10 of 11 throughout the course of a 162-game season.
Let me preface. According to the stats that I found.
Okay. Hoff, you better be right on that one. Anyway, point is, do good teams go through bad stretches?
Yes.
Do good teams go through stretches like this?
I don't think good teams go through stretches this long. And I think more specifically, I don't think good teams go through spurts where so many things look wrong. It's not one area. That's my biggest concern, particularly with the Mets.
And even if I can, even if I call it, yeah, I think it is different for the Mets. I think it's worse. Even if I call it, okay, well, it's not just a bad stretch. It's just the combination of poor timing, taking on water as far as the injuries go in both the lineup and the rotation and the bullpen. Fair enough, but a part of having success throughout the course of a big league season is also luck. And at some point, if this continues, and I said this a week ago, like, oh, if this continues, and here we are, they've already lost the first two to the Braves, like, at some point it's going to be like, hey, you know what, maybe it's just not their year. A, they weren't as good as we thought, and B, they're just taking on too much. Like, they can't overcome it. Right now, they're in a spot where they've got to win some games here. It shouldn't be that hard to win a game. Losing 10 of 11 is god-awful. Losing 9 of 12 is bad.
Yeah.
Losing 10 of 11 is unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. And then, you know, what's going to happen, you know, let's say they, you know, continue to stumble here against the Braves and eventually find their way, which, I mean, eventually they're going to find their way to a degree. What we don't know, but they'll find it better than this. The common thought will be, all right, well, great. They got, I know what you're going to say, and I think that you should say this. All right, well, they're playing well. They got help. Wake me up when they play the Braves.
Exactly. Like, the damage, I told you this morning before we even started, I'm like, I can't go nuts. I don't even have an Emmy. They've beaten it out of me. The damage has been done. I was looking to, there are checkpoints along the way. Obviously, the World Series, the postseason, the division. The first real checkpoint for me was how this team could do against a team that was already left dead for them. They let them off the mat against the Braves. That will not change no matter what happens tonight or tomorrow against the Braves.
So, Hoff, just to clarify, it is nobody in the history of Major League Baseball, at least modern era, I guess, has lost 10 of 11 and gone on to win the World Series, correct?
Or get to the World Series.
So translated, what that means is 0 for 1 in the Soto era.
Now you're...
We're getting a little personal now?
Now you're hitting below the belt.
Well, by the way...
They all could go. Just only Soto's there. I mean...
Hey, listen, remember the Nationals years ago, they were 19-31. Soto's first year. They win the World Series. The Mets, horrendous start last year. They became a playoff team. The Yankees, when they played the Mets in the World Series, obviously in 2000 Subway Series, the Yankees finished 3-13 that year. They were stumbling all over themselves, and I think they lost six straight to finish the season.
Here's why I wouldn't give up hope. Because generally, the teams that lose 10 of 11 are bad teams that wouldn't even make the postseason.
Yeah, and didn't carve out enough cushion early by winning a lot of games.
Right. So you would think that, okay, we lose 10 of 11, you're not going to be a good team, especially maybe the way the playoffs have been, you know, years prior where not that many teams get in. Now it's easier to make the postseason, and the Mets are better than just your normal 10 of 11 team. And they, you hope, knock on wood, will get healthier. And if they do get in, that's where the Soto factor comes in. Soto-ber, because he's going to be a beast in October. That's the hope right there. You got to cross your fingers that the Mets can get it done. All
is that the hope, Obi-Wan? Help me, Soto. You're our only hope.
Yeah, today's not the day for me to have him. Hey, you watch this team play. There's one guy who I've watched that's not intimidated by the Braves.
No, he's not. But, you know, I didn't even like the other night against the Phillies. It's a small thing, but him and JT Realmuto, you know, I don't know.
He's boys with a crew.
Grandassing in the batter's box laughing. I don't know. I get out. I'd be pissed. Like that? I don't like that.
What about Strider? Did you see Strider last night?
I did. Said get back in. Yeah. I love what Strider did.
Yeah.
Nobody's right.
I think it was wrong.
You thought what Strider did was wrong?
No. I thought he was wrong. I thought the pitch was low. I thought Soto was right.
Okay, but forget about that. Yeah. If you're a Braves fan, you got to be sitting there saying, that's right, tell him to get back in his dugout. Keep walking, Soto. You'd like to see a Met eventually do that to Matt Olson or anybody on the team. That's the problem.
If I were a Braves fan, I'd say, whoa, easy, Spencer. Go in anybody else. Don't be picking on the big boy. Leave Soto alone. Soto's going to make you pay, Spence. Hey, Spence, I guarantee you, keep barking. You're barking up the wrong tree
pertains to Juan Soto. Look, the swag's coming back.
Well, there's one guy. There's one guy to me that gives me the confidence. That's it. One. Not Mendy. Well, I don't want to hear from Mendy right now.
Yep.
I don't even want to hear from Lindor right now. Nobody else. There's one guy who gives me that confidence. That's Soto.
And he should. It's just really unfortunate for you guys because maybe the losing streak would have ended if he could have gotten up the other night with a couple of guys on and a chance to do a little damage late.
There's only so much he could do. Although, I'll tell you this, as long as this continues, everybody's getting... We were joking last night during a text thread, and we'll get back to the calls here in a second, 888-808-1019.
Was this Hashimine or somebody else?
No, you and I. Yeah. And I was like, I just can't even do this anymore. And BT's just like, well, just change the target. And yesterday it was Pete, who's next? And I'm like, you know what? Blowtorch is coming out there.
And then I sent the GIF for the guy who, firing the blowtorch, like from Backdraft or whatever it was. And that was a good movie, Backdraft. Did you ever see that?
I have not seen it.
Oh, God. Anyway, we're not going to get back into
it. Go down this road again.
It's a great fireman, Kurt Russell. Come on,
I've heard of it.
Backdraft is good. It's worth the watch.
You gotta watch Braveheart first.
I know.
You guys all get on me for the for Die Hard. Like Braveheart was an actual best pick.
I own the L. My bad. No, I gotta see it. That's on me.
All right, let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Jamie's calling from Erie, Pennsylvania. What's up, Jamie?
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Jamie.
Okay, so I know that I'm gonna get a lot of backlash for this one, but don't you think it's time that the Yankees start thinking about moving on from Aaron Boone? And I'm just going to, just real quick, we win the division. But if you look, the Red Sox are down right now, and they have been as long as we've been winning the division every year. And the Rays don't win the division every year. And the Orioles, you know what I'm saying? It's this analytics stuff and leaving Loaiza in too long and putting in a starter in the World Series when you have a lefty reliever sitting right there with a guy who's used to coming in to relieve games.
Talking about Hill, Cortez situation. That's really nuts.
You know.
Well, here's the problem, though. Listen, you got to understand this, Jamie. If you want Boone fired, which I don't, you've got to come, number one, with a clear candidate's name. And number two, you've got to understand that it could be worse. Like, I think that Aaron's greatest strengths are the ability, and I've said this a lot now, to stabilize just being the Yankees. Like, it never gets, it gets off the rails on the field here and there. When was the last time there was a true issue, like, with the Yankees, like, from a, you know, any drama, I guess, like the A-Rod? Even with Joe Torre, there was a lot of drama. You know, there's no drama with Boone.
I think he's a great leader in the clubhouse. He's a player's manager, but also a fiery guy.
Yes.
You see that. The only, well, there are a couple of things. There are a couple of critiques. Number one, his managing style in the postseason, right? Like, we could talk about the analytics and all that stuff in the regular season, but to your point earlier, BT, that has been proven to work because the Yankees get through, for the most part, every regular season on into the playoffs. You can nitpick. You could go back to game one of the World Series with Cortez, whatever you want to say. Like, there are certain moves that eventually Boone's going to have to make the right moves and push all the right buttons to win a World Series, which he hasn't done yet. That's the ultimate goal. And until he does that, there's going to be nitpicking there. The other thing would be publicly holding players and his team more accountable. That's been the one constant thing that rubs fans the wrong way, and at times us as well. Like, dude, come on. Enough. Yeah. Even the Judge slump reason, like, that's a layup to just be like, look, he's Aaron Judge. Is he not allowed to go into a slump? I'll take his slump any day of the week. But don't be like, oh, is he even in a slump? Yeah, I mean, he struck out 15 times in the last 13 at-bats. Yeah, I'd call that a slump. So, like, he didn't, like, there are certain elements. Or Glaber last year, when we all know the truth, I feel like he sugarcoats things too much to protect his players, and that could bring an element of, I don't want to say, you know, fraudulent.
Lackadaisical, almost like where the players are a little too comfortable.
Yeah, I think it's more of, like, from a fan's perspective, I think the players respect him.
That's all that matters at the end of the day.
But I think from a fan's perspective,
yep,
where we know something is going on and he sugarcoats it all the time, that can lead to an area of, okay, well, why am I going to believe him if he's not being open and honest about something so blatant as an Aaron Judge slump?
Well, listen, here's the bottom line with being a fan. We want to pound the flesh. You know, that's why Robert Saleh, his name popped into my head. He would drive me nuts after, you know, 13 penalties for 175 yards. I'm sitting there saying, dude, yeah, I mean, come on. We all know what we just watched. It was a three-hour comedy act here. You got to at least be a little real to us. I know it's not, you know, you're not going to go Parcells on us here or somebody else from the 1970s, but please, just give us an ounce of truth. Give us a morsel of truth, right? Here's the thing, though. Like, to me, Aaron Boone, if you think that Aaron Boone has the same approach behind closed doors, which I know you don't.
Right, no.
You believe that, right? No. That he's different behind closed doors.
I know. We know he is.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I know, but
right.
I just want to make
right. Yes.
Then, to me, that's all that matters. Because the pound of flesh that we want, because it makes us feel better.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It really doesn't do anything for the team. And I'm going to keep Tom Thibodeau. I think Tom Thibodeau is probably as old school as a coach that we've had here in a while. Dable's not really, I mean, he's old school, but he's not, you know.
He was. I think he's been neutered a little bit, Dable.
A little bit. That's fair. Aaron Glenn is maybe a little bit as well, but Sala was not. But Tom Thibodeau, defense, toughness, play every day, play 40 minutes, no maintenance days, you know, very grumpy, whatever, just that old school projection. Did he ever get on a player like that? Never. He never did that. It's not just Boone. It's everybody. Nobody does that anymore.
That's fair. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. EJ's in East Meadow. What's up, EJ?
What's up, fellas? Yo, okay. So, number one, BT, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We need to not only throw at Acuna real quick, but maybe like a bench. We don't have to brawl, but maybe a bench clearing would actually be good. I know it'll never happen.
That'd be nice.
Here's what happens against the Braves. Enough's enough with the Mets.
I had to incite a riot today, Sal.
Yeah.
Here's the real reason I called. I know you guys talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
But this three combination, Byron Buxton, Jeffers, and or Joe Ryan, in any combination, for some of those, like if we can get two of those three, for whatever the heck these, other than Vientos,
you got to give up Vientos for Buxton.
See
ya.
But
EJ, let me ask you a question. See, to me, that's not all in, and I think the Mets need an all in move. You're half stepping it. You give me good names. You come with good names. I respect that. I appreciate that. But then to pull, but you can't have Vientos.
Okay.
Take him.
Okay, so the only reason I said hold back Vientos is because Joe Ryan's expiring, and so is Jeffers, right? And he's not arbitration anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying if at some point we could probably finagle somehow. But you know what? You're absolutely right.
Okay.
If Vientos has to go, then so be it.
There you go.
That absolutely changes the game. And in at least two, if not all three positions, we get rid of some of the dead wood. And that's the kind of spark that literally, I mean, it changes the lineup. It lengthens the lineup. It does exactly what it needs to do. We get some sort of regular starter. I'm just afraid Stearns is so used to, like, doing everything on his own that I don't necessarily know he would pull it off. I just want to know how you guys see if that would work. That's all.
And thank you for the call, EJ. The more I think about it and the more I watch this team lose to the Braves, I do think that – now, I would disagree still that they need a major bat and then that's going to be the difference maker. I've said all along I think they needed one more legit bat, in particular in the outfield. So Buxton would obviously fill that void. However you got to get him.
Yes.
But I am there might also be a trade where it's not just like, okay, we'll make a trade to bring in somebody to add to this group. Maybe there is a trade that they can make that can shake this group up a little bit. I don't know if that's going to be Nimmo. I don't know what his value would
be. Like a Cespedes type of trade, something like that?
No, that changes everything. No, that would be a big move to just go get the big piece and bring in to add.
Okay.
I'm talking about change the guys that we continually bang our head against the desk with.
I got you.
Nimmo, McNeil in particular. Now, what's their value?
Like to the Twins, very little. Okay. I mean, what does McNeil have a year to go?
Not even just the Twins. Like, does Nimmo have value elsewhere? Like, if I'm looking at this team, if I'm David Stearns, I would be assessing everything, trying to figure out what's real, what isn't, but also taking into account past performances. Like, I love Brandon Nimmo personally. I think he's a great guy.
So do I.
Had him on the show. I did the show that Saturday show from Amazing Day. Talk to him like, hey, you're going to be a stud this year or what? What's going on? Like, I think he's a great person, great culture guy.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he's not great defensively, even though he's max effort, and his offense has become a liability because it's so inconsistent. When he's going well, it changes the dynamic of the lineup. He could hit with power, he could get on base. When he's not, it's far too often where he's inconsistent. So maybe a move like trading Brandon Nimmo along with Jeff McNeil, another inconsistent player. Now, I understand their value may not be a ton, but if you move those guys and then bring in a big piece or two, now you're not just adding a big piece on top, but you're changing the infrastructure of the team around Lindor, Soto, and Alonso.
Yeah, the DNA is a little different here. All right, so to get somebody to bite on Nimmo and McNeil, you're going to have to entice him with prospects that you might not want to get. I don't mean Vientos. I mean like a flame-throwing arm in the minors.
I'm not giving up the arm.
You're probably not doing that. I get that. That's probably where I really pause myself. But Nimmo's got 5 years to go, 6 years to go. He's got a lot of money.
The alternative would be, all right, we'll just move him down to a lesser role, meaning you have him hit sixth or seventh, and then you could live with that. But I'm just saying, and we've had this conversation for years, relying on Nimmo, McNeil, and Pete to be big pieces of this team.
It's going
to
get you nowhere.
It has not worked.
Yeah, it's not going to.
Okay, so the one huge step in the right direction was Soto. Mm-hmm. So now they did that. And now we're seeing, okay, well, can a team with Lindor, Nimmo, Soto, Alonso, McNeil work? And so far, it started out okay, and now they go into this rut where it makes me question, again, the core of this team.
Yeah, and you've been on this for years. I'll give you credit with this because you're proven right with this core. So to me, the key figure moving forward, it's not Nimmo for this year. Not Nimmo, not even Soto, not even Pete. It's Stearns. So Stearns has already proven to be smart, shrewd, sensible. He's got to prove to be aggressive. That's the one thing about David Stearns that I don't know if he has. Because he's never been aggressive in terms of that big ticket move because of the Milwaukee restraints. Now, I'm not saying to go out there and spend like a sloppy, drunken sailor, but it's got to be a heightened aggressiveness. And if it is, and he lands the right guy, season will be saved.
Next week, of course, 4th of July, Mets and Yankees Part 2 as the Subway Series shifts to Citi Field. And I was thinking about it this morning, like, God, all the steam has been taken, the excitement, the joy. Not only is it a holiday weekend, but the idea that both these teams are headed in the wrong direction now for the second meeting.
I actually see it the other way. I think because both teams look so bad right now, especially if this keeps up and they both stumble up until the next Subway Series, I think it's going to feel like it's going to take a playoff series even more than usual.
More desperation for
either side. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's about salvation at this point. Yeah. You know, now and that's no longer June at that point. You know, early July. Deadline knocking around the corner. You know, training camps a couple of weeks after that. Like, it's getting serious now. And you know that both fan bases will revel in being the one to potentially drive the stake further and deeper into the other one's season. They both better wake up.
You know, we talk about Boone, and, you know, we're not calling for, but fans calling for Boone's job or questioning. I did question the job security. Like, I wonder, you know, these are the type of ruts. Like, it shouldn't just be, like, not thinking about it. Mm. These are the type of ruts that get managers fired. The only reason why I'm not bringing it up with Mendoza, and by the way, that might not be off the table either. I have no idea. But the only reason why I wouldn't even bring it up is because it's year two, mm-hmm. coming off of a great year. But if it's for year three or four for Mendoza and he was going through this rut, what do you think we'd be talking about? Like, that'd be the number one thing. But just looking at the schedules here, trying to see if these teams, and the Mets are playing the Pirates, I think, this weekend. So they have a little softer of a landing spot, but still, it's not about the opponents.
Is Skeens going? Not that soft.
Skeens
and by the Pirates pitching is really good.
I don't think Skeens is scheduled.
I think they're missing Skeens.
Yeah, he's
missing them.
Three-game series. So the Mets have two more with the Braves tonight and tomorrow.
Yep.
Three in Pittsburgh.
I know the Yanks have the A's coming up.
Then back home against Milwaukee. The Yanks have one more in Cincinnati tonight, mm-hmm. off day Thursday, home with the A's for three, and then a big four-game series in Toronto.
Yeah,
like, that's a big four-game series now all of a sudden. Yanks need to get right before the Mets. They need to get, and then they have, then they'll take on the Mets in the Subway Series, 4th of July.
Mm. So, we've gone through an hour and 30 minutes of emotion.
Yeah.
You feel better? I don't. Everything that I said, I stand by. Both of these teams have massive problems.
No, I'm already beaten down by the Braves. The one thing that I wanted to happen, it's over. Like, it can't happen. Even if they win these two games, they've still...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Would have lost. Would they lose already? The first five to the Braves, right? So what are they going to be, 2-5 against the Braves? Best case,
yeah,
they're going to be 2-5 against the Braves to start the year. That's unacceptable to me.
I know it's unacceptable. I got you. But I would look at it differently if they win the next two. Because if they were to win the next two, that would show me a character that this group is yet to reveal.
All right, here's what we want.
You know what I'm saying? They're on the mat.
Yeah.
You know, Braves own them. If they get up and win two straight, that would show me something about the Mets.
What if they just split the next two?
I'd have to see the optics. Like, if they lose 9-1, and
swept in Atlanta and then lose 3 out of 4.
Honestly,
years.
At this point, you just take one.
No.
Anything less, I might take one if I'm you guys.
The next two maybe gets me to back off a little bit and calm down. Anything less than 2 in a row, because then you could paint the path. All right, 2 in a row against the Braves. You get Vientos back. You start to get Montas Mania back in that rotation.
We hope. I'm not worried about the floating thing. But we got to see him back.
At Pittsburgh, take 2 of 3. Milwaukee, maybe take 2 of 3. And then
taking a lot for granted there, buddy. A lot of 2 of 3s.
And then they got to broom the Yankees. I'm not saying that they're going to do it. I'm saying that that's the path to get back to
okay.
The season back on track.
Understood. Good job laying that out. Maybe this is the better question. Which of these teams do we feel will look right first?
I think the Yankees. I think
I probably agree. I definitely agree with that.
Now, I mean,
the pitching
already over this streak. I mean, the Yanks have lost 9 of 12, which is not good. See, but the one thing is, I don't believe the Yankees are going to change significantly enough to change my thought. Like, I think they're going to be fine. They're still going to win plenty of games. Probably still win the division. I'd be surprised if it went so bad that the Yankees didn't win the division, or Toronto all of a sudden beat them 3 out of 4. Now, that would be a different level of. Now, that was what I was going to get into, by the way. Like, if you lose to the Blue Jays and then the Mets, that's mm-hmm. where managers really do get fired. I don't know if the Yankees are going to do that with Boone. But anyway, I can't imagine the Yankees season going that far sideways. However, even when they right the ship, I still think they're going to be the same concerns with the lack of offense around Aaron Judge, with the situational hitting, with the consistencies. I don't think that's
bullpen.
Going away. Yeah, I mean, I think they'll fix the bullpen.
No, I do too, but until it is, it's messy.
Yeah, I don't think the offense is going to fix. Whereas the Mets, they have guys, literally guys coming back. whether it's Vientos, whether it's Winker eventually, who I guess is going to be getting a rehab assignment not too far from now. Minaya coming back in addition to Montas, I think they'll look a little bit different and their floor will be raised. To what level? Who knows?
Updated. I do this every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's gotten worse. I think it's a pertinent time to do it here. Updated 2025 projections for the wins and the divisional percentage. Yankees first up. Right now, you want to take a guess? You did this the other day. How many wins do you think the Yankees are projected
for? I'm still probably going to say this. I forget what I said last time. I'll go 93.
Okay, 94.2. Win total still pretty gaudy.
Okay.
What about for divisional supremacy percentage? They're a game up?
Yeah.
And 2.5 up on Toronto. 1 up on the Rays. 6 up on the Red Sox.
73%.
Close. Actually, a really good guess. 69.2.
Okay.
So still fairly favorable, the odds in the favor of the Yankees. Mets. Projected win total right now.
89.
Look at you.
And that's
you got
to
bet something soon, man.
That's low.
89.5. You're right on it.
They've come way down.
Yes, they have. And what about the updated percentage?
That's not good, man.
I agree. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be right, but for the division, what do you think the calculation is now? What percent do they give the Mets to win it?
I forget. I think last time was it in the 60s still? I'm going to go way lower than that. I'm going to go 30%.
Keep going lower.
20s?
Yeah. Low 20s.
That's bad.
Or should I say low 20s?
Yeah. See, that's
21.7%.
That does show you, again, not that it's the be-all, end-all, but it shows you that the perception... See, the Yankees still pretty much in the same ballpark as they were. They're just hitting a rut. The Mets is more than a rut. There is now a difference of belief of what they are as a team.
I agree, but I don't think that pertains to this. This is just purely not emotional. This is strength of schedule.
Yeah.
I agree. The perception's changing. It's changed for me and for you on the Mets. But these calculations, I believe, are just reflective of, like, there's nothing subjective about this. Just about, you know, who you play, et cetera.
D-Rod is calling from Orlando, Florida. What's up, D-Rod?
Hello.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
Give me a second. Hey, what's up? Hey, man, I wanted to say that Oral Hershiser interview was fantastic, man. I mean, you look at the guy and you say, man, he looks like a CPA, and then look, all that spicy stuff came out of his mouth. It was really kind of fun, man.
Yeah, little Oral always good for the soul.
It's
oh, yeah. That was good stuff. Hey, can I say, Sal, listen, I'm a Yankees fan, so just from the outside in, all I can say is, you know, specific to the Braves, I think you guys need some kind of like 2004 Red Sox moment. You know, whether it's, you know, tomorrow or in September or in the playoffs.
People tried to make it like that was last year on the last day of the season. It was, in fact, not. I never felt it at the time. It was more just about making the playoffs. They didn't kill the Braves off. But clearly what's happened this year shows that that was just a one-off, the Mets' success there. Anyway, what else you got, D-Rod?
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, for BT, first of all, BT, are you doing the two truths? Are you doing a Joe Pesci impersonation here all of a sudden?
What do you mean?
Because you said two truths before about on your last segment.
If I did, it was unintentional. Yeah, I got you.
Right. I got you. Okay. What I want to say about the Yankees analytics, I mean, there's, you know, to your point, BT, there's no feel to anything. There's just, you need feel. You need some kind of feel. And, you know, with computers and analytics, you have no feel. I mean, so I just don't know where that is. You know, I mean, if you look with Volpe, you know, like you know, well, this is a separate thing about Volpe. Just, and I agree with you too, BT, where, you know, honestly, I think next year, Volpe should be at second base. He doesn't have the arm for shortstop. Mm. You know, he has the range.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the strongest part of his game is his range defensively.
Yeah, and he's got a very quick release because he knew growing up he didn't have, you know, he didn't have an absolute rocket. I'm fine with him at short. I just need some more consistency with the bat. You know, hopefully last night that triple gets him going.
Okay. Well, all right. That sounds good. That's all I got, fellas. I appreciate you. You guys take care.
Thanks, buddy.
We appreciate you checking in right there. Yeah, I mean, I think with the Volpe stuff, look, unfortunately, I'm going to have to come around to your thinking on this, BT, and just talk about lowering the expectations for both the Mets and the Yankees. I've got to lower my expectations for Volpe. It's year three. There's no more, well, he's going to be a superstar now. It's just like, he's going to be a productive major leaguer consistently. Is this even enough, whether you move him to second base or not? I wouldn't worry about where he's playing defensively. I just worry about his offense. That's the biggest issue with Volpe.
There's no doubt about it. That is the issue. I mean, he runs, he picks it. He doesn't have a rocket, but he gets rid of it quick, as I said. All right, so here's the thing, though. This is what is interesting. Now, the average is an issue, right? So I'm looking at the numbers here, and if I told you, this is what's so interesting about, like, we watch it, but then sometimes numbers don't seem to add up. He is projected right now to have 40-plus doubles, which is top five right now. 40-plus doubles, 18 home runs, 88 RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and how many steals? It didn't say here. I guess 23, 24 steals. Like, if you told me that a couple years ago, I'd be like, yeah, hell yeah, that's fine, man.
See, if you told me that a couple years ago, I'd say that's a disaster in year
No,
three.
It's only a disaster when you're hitting 233. 88 RBIs for a shortstop? When Aaron Judge
what he was supposed to be?
He was never supposed to be an RBI monster, masher.
I'm talking about just overall. He was supposed to be a top of the order, middle of the order, or no, top of the order
one
guy.
One or two, right. Yeah.
Well, impact's bad.
Yeah, but if you're 1-2 and you got 43 doubles and 88 RBIs and 26 steals, now the thing that changes that is the average. He's hitting 233 after hitting, I think, 220, whatever it was a year ago. So that is what is preventing him. And then that obviously impacts on base, which impacts OPS. The other stuff is not nearly as problematic as some think. Now, my ceiling was identified probably before anybody. He's not going to be a superstar.
But that's a problem.
But is it really the problem that some think when you have 40-plus doubles and 80 and almost 90 RBIs?
Yeah, because you're looking at empty numbers to me. Those are just empty stats. He's supposed to be an impact player. He is not. He has had a negative impact on this team. Dating back to they wouldn't even trade him for impact arms to go win a World Series because they thought he was going to be a superstar. I could find you another guy who's going to hit, 30 doubles, play better defense than
Volpe. 30, 40.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
How many guys do you think had 40 doubles last year in baseball?
I don't get caught up in that.
No, I understand that, but if you're going to minimize the 40 doubles, then I just want to know where your line of thinking is.
My line of thinking is that he's supposed to be an impact player, and of those 40 doubles, how many have been impactful for Volpe? Or whatever. He doesn't even have the 40 doubles or projection.
No, it's a projection. Listen, that's why I said the numbers don't really tell the story because you watch Volpe on a night-to-night basis. I'm kind of agreeing with you to an extent. You watch it on an individual basis, you're like, man, he's going to have almost 90 RBIs and 40 doubles, but how come it doesn't feel like that's the case? Now, just as a point of reference, last year, I just want to see, last year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven guys in all the Major League Baseball had 40 doubles. Like, the gap from 30 doubles, and there's probably 15, 20, 30 guys, to 40 is pretty stark. So I wouldn't minimize the 40 doubles. And then I'd like to know, of the seven guys who have 40 doubles, how many steal 20-plus bags? I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying it's not as bad as some people think. But more importantly, it's not as good as it was supposed to be.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, here we go. Little three random questions as we do every Wednesday at 11:40. Number one, what's worse in the city, the heat or the smell?
Well, I think they're tied together. I think the heat really makes the smell more noticeable. The garbage.
Mm.
I feel like the city kind of smells the same way in the winter, so I'm going to say the heat.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, all you smell now is weed. That's all you smell.
Well, I mean, with this heat, it smells more than weed.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I get that. Like,
Hot garbage, subway stink.
I don't take the subway.
Human. Well, even just walking down the street this morning.
Yeah, you get a little whiff of that, too. But
Subways, God bless you for not having to take it. Even I have to take it a couple of stops. It's just intolerable.
But New York is disgusting right now. It's gross. It's been gross for a long time.
Are you a big summer in the city guy or no?
No way.
Really?
Are you kidding me? I used to love it. Here's when I used to love Manhattan, right? So when we got engaged, right?
Yeah.
We moved into my apartment in Manhattan for a little bit. Then we went to Hoboken. And I love, and even like when we first had our kids and they were little and we take the stroller or whatever, go to Central Park. I love like 4th of July. I used to. 4th of July, Memorial, Labor Day, when a lot of people flock to the Hamptons or the Jersey Shore, that's the time to come into Manhattan.
Yeah.
That it's empty, it's manageable, you can get a parking spot, it's not nuts, but nah, not anymore.
Interesting you say that because I was thinking the same thing, like driving down walking down the block last week. This heat to me is too much in the city. I would never want to be in the city with this. And the smell, though, is far worse. Mm. I'll deal with the heat. I can't take the smell. It's absolutely disgusting.
It's
I get grossed out by it. But when I used to live in the city, you know, 10 years or so ago. I love the summer in the city. It's much calmer, quieter. Mm-hmm. Nobody's here. They're all out east. The West Side Highway, there are great restaurants on the pier.
Yeah, the frying pans. Pan. Well, that's a good spot. You know, you've been there a lot?
Oh, yeah. Frying pan on that good. Boat. That's a great spot. Yeah, I'd love to go there again. Man, great memories. Yeah. I'd love to go back to the frying pan or Pier I up on the Upper West Side off of Pier. I think it's like 66 around there.
I don't know that one as well.
Might have been there before. I forget that. I think it's Pier I. And it's right around 66, right off of where they used to be the old Trump buildings. On Riverside.
Oh, Riverside, right by Riverside Park.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's so nice up there. So there are appealing things about summer in the city to me.
Yeah.
This, though, is a little bit different. All right, number two, onion rings, fries, or tater tots?
Fries. I'm going to go with the fries. Now, you had some onions before.
I had some onion rings. I think it depends on where you get them from, and probably I would say the most often I would get fries.
Yep.
But we had a little discrepancy because we had some food delivered here earlier, and Hoff was saying, Hoff, what did you have of the sides that you had before?
I just had the tater tots.
But how'd you say them?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The tots?
No.
No. Be careful.
I said, Hoff, what'd you have? Did you have some onion rings? He goes, no, I had...
Tates?
Yeah, I had some tates. I'm like, what?
What is the hell? That's what I said.
The hell are tates? They're called tots. Tater tot. I had some tates.
But it's also potato.
Well, it's a long A, the first word. I can see why you twist that up. I could, but it still
sounds... It could have been something way worse.
Well, yeah, you said that as well.
Yeah.
I did something with fries I have not done in a long time. I got brown gravy, and I dipped them in.
Today?
No. Oh. It was like last Saturday. It was like three games in a row. And like if you have a long window in between your next game, like a lot of the kids and
few
of the dads go to the diner. And I hadn't eaten much. I had a cup of coffee because the first game was at 8.
Yeah.
I had a banana, a glass of water. I'm like, I'm freaking starving. And I just got a three-egg omelet. And I'm like, you know what? Have some fries with a little brown gravy on the side. That, like those drunken nights in college at the diner.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that used to be a staple when we were younger, going out to the
next step is some mozzarella on them.
Yeah.
There we go, nuts.
There was a name for them. Were they just called gravy fries?
That's what I would call them. I'm sure there's a name for them. That's what I used to get.
Man, but I went the onion rings today, and that was a good choice. If they're crispy, nice onion rings, I think that they're better than even a well-done fry. I need my fries well done.
Yeah, me too. If they're too soft. And Hoff is saying they're called disco fries.
Oh, disco fries.
Is that true?
I knew there was a name, right? Disco fries.
I like them.
You get back from the... Yeah, there you go.
I don't mind a few songs from the disco area. Yeah, get down Donna Summer. Let's go.
All right, last one for you. Do you talk out loud to yourself while using the restroom? Either number one or number two, doesn't matter.
The restroom?
Yes. And there's a reason I asked this.
Did you hear me talking to myself?
No, I'm asking.
You heard somebody. Somebody's going to get knocked around here at the station. All right, let me see. Somebody's going to get embarrassed. I would imagine that I do. Yeah, I'm just in my own world. Like, I think I sometimes, and I don't mean in my own world aloof and, like, stared up at space. Like, if anything, I'm almost too uber-focused, which is probably why I want to finish the conversation with myself. I don't know. I think sometimes I do... Like, I've done this. So the faucet still confounds me.
Yeah.
And I did hear this. I think Boomer and Geo uncovered this. Like, if you just go to get water, I mean, you're going to get soap too.
Yeah.
But if you don't engage the soap dispensary,
the water doesn't come out as long.
There's an automatic trigger tied in. So when you get a little of soap, then you get 5 seconds of water. When you get no soap, you get a second of water. Anyway, yes, I will converse about that and curse the situation in the bathroom.
Okay, so I was in the bathroom last week, I think, and someone that is not like on air talent or anything, I didn't know the person. It was some rando that was either visiting the studio or whatever. And it was an older gentleman.
Were you in the stall or were they in the stall?
I was in the stall.
Okay. Okay.
There's some business before the show. And then I noticed the old timer coming in and was having a full on conversation with himself.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. I feel so much better. Like, what? Dude, out loud.
You sure he was going to the bathroom?
Yeah. I mean,
are you?
I'm 100% sure. Okay. He was in the urinal.
Is he an old man? Because I think, you know, as you get older, like, it becomes harder to go to the bathroom.
It's so all right, but still.
Guy's probably happy something's dripping out.
I'm not saying
took him 20 minutes.
A groan is one thing, like, oh okay, whatever. But like, oh yeah.
Here we
come
go.
Come on.
Let's go, baby. Ooh, come on.
To
out.
A great Woo! Start. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I feel so much better.
Just don't trickle all over me now.
I'm thinking to myself, well, thanks for letting me know how your day's going, bro. Like, you could have just, you know.
You should have said something.
I was kind of.
See, I would have. That's the difference between me and you. I would have said something funny like, I would have definitely, all right, over there, buddy. You feeling good?
Yeah.
You just kept it. Did he know you were there?
No. He might have known somebody was there. It was almost like, you know what? You bring up a good point now that I think about it. It was almost like he wanted to engage in a conversation. That's how openly, like, I've heard some comments or murmurs like, oh, man, that feels good. Needed that. Oh, been a rough ride. Whatever. This guy was like, it was like he was waiting for me to engage in, like, oh, yeah, buddy, it's working for you today? Oh, congrats. You're going to get off to a nice start. Like, I didn't know. But instead, I went to the notepad, and I was like, I got to bring this up on the show.
I like it. He was looking for some moral support. I mean, now, how old do you think he was? That matters. 60 or 80?
70s or 80s, probably.
Ah, man, the guy's just hoping the pipes work. He's thrilled. I don't blame him.
He's looking to talk to somebody. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. They're over to call. Mike is calling from Mountainside back about the Yankees. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
What's up, Mike?
I just want to start off with the disco fries. Guys ever have or out in New Jersey and you ever go to a place in Newark, they have these things called lava fries, which are really, really, really crispy French fries, buffalo sauce, top of mozzarella. Incredible.
Mm.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm a buffalo sauce guy. Are you a buffalo sauce guy?
Not as much as you. I don't love it. I like it.
All right. Go ahead, Mike. What else you got?
And also, so I just want to say about the Yankees, I feel like everybody is nowadays is all about the hard hit ball and the hard hit percentage. And Volpe is swinging out of his shoes. I mean, he did hit the triple last night, but three strikeouts as well. I mean, that's not what we need. We need him to get on base. We need doubles. We need singles. We need him to, you know, create havoc there.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that I don't know. I think that there's too much emphasis on swinging the bat so hard to try to make hard contact as opposed to, hitting 250 at least.
Yeah. No, I don't think that you're wrong there, Mike, and thanks for the call. Listen, if I was to boil down what I think is alarming about Volpe, and get like actually specific, I think he misses too many fastballs that are over the plate that are hittable, either fouls him back or just misses him. And obviously the soft stuff away, he still hasn't tightened up that open spot in his swing.
Shouldn't he just be going to right field? Stop pulling stuff.
Yeah, he should be.
Focused on hitting the ball hard to right field. When he's at his best, that's what he does.
No question about it.
And at Yankee Stadium in particular, some of those can turn into home runs, but I'm not looking for power from him. I want him to smoke the balls in the gap or down the line to right field and become a higher average hitter and more impactful, more consistent bat. Paul O'Neill said on the broadcast the other day, I think that he'd sign up. I think Kay asked him about this. I'm pretty sure it was Kay who asked him about it, but maybe it was just a question that came up in the booth, but would you give up the power from Volpe to just have him hit more singles but have a higher average? I don't know if that was like a fan question. I forget where I said
it. I heard it. I know what you're talking about.
So there you go. And he said, yeah, well, then without a doubt, in a second, that's what – I don't want to say that's what championship teams do. I know the importance of the home run. Yankees have Judge and Stanton and endless others who are going to hit –
Has 14.
That's what I mean. So
Rice.
They have a lot of powerful guys.
Yeah.
You're telling me their lineup wouldn't be better off with Volpe leading off.
Yeah.
Rice number two, Judge, Stanton, Wells, whatever, Jad you want to put behind him. But having Volpe be a high on base, high average guy that could create havoc on the base paths, come on.
That would be ideal because, you know, the thing too is Volpe's best trait, and certainly one of them is speed. And I also think baseball IQ, even though we made a few gaffes lately, I get that on the bases. But I think he's a smart, inherently astute, and adroit baseball player on the bags, right? And I think that because he's not on base as much, that he's a little hesitant when he's on there. And just imagine, you know, he's going to steal 20-something bags with his eyes shut. Imagine if he was a 270 hitter, still 40.
Right.
Because that's how many more times?
I'm thinking 300, but.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, let's get to 270 before we get to. I don't know that we'll ever get to 300. I'm hoping for the young man. I love him, but I don't see a 300 swing there. I do see a moldable, reshapable 275, 280. You know, but that next jump, I mean, how many guys in baseball going to hit 300 this year? 15, 20?
And by the way, I know we have to break. I'm sorry, Dove. This is not just a Yankee problem or a Met problem. It is a baseball problem. Even look at the Braves. Michael Harris, great young player.
Dude, he is falling apart.
Yeah, but it happens around the sport. We just don't see it every day.
Yeah,
because you're focused on the Mets and Yankees. But this is a baseball issue where there isn't the consistency that we used to see quite a bit, whether it's the 80s or the 90s.
I agree. Well said.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.